Welcome back to the Con Guy Special San Diego Comic-Con Updates. This is where we will keep you in the know with all the latest news, developments, and parties. And that's exactly what we are talking about this week as we are heading into the big SDCC event. My name is Jim, and James D. Fry on the Instagram here at theconguy.com. I have one of your hosts here on the Con Guy Show. In this episode, we are so super excited to welcome back a friend of the show, the Mr. Geek Gatsby himself, Mr. Bernie Bregman. Hello, Bernie. How are you doing?
What's up? Good to see you, dude.
And we are also so excited to have with him Ellie Repka. Am I saying your name correctly? I should have asked.
Yes.
I apologize.
You got it.
All right. And they are here, and we are going to talk all about XLE Entertainment, who year after year are producing the biggest, most exciting after parties to descend on San Diego Comic-Con. I guess you could call it Comic-Con After Dark, and this week our guests are gonna make sure that it's the best year yet. Guys, welcome to the show. We are excited to talk about this. You guys have been making some cool announcements this week. Before we get started though, Ellie, we have not met before, and I just wanted to say what a pleasure to meet you. Bernie, of course, it's always a great to talk with you. Ellie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, yeah, it's great to meet you too. I am one of the creative directors for XLE Productions. I work with Bernie and Ryan and Elvin and Haley, and we are the team that throw these awesome parties every year at Comic-Con, among other things. But this is definitely one of our favorite events of the year.
That's very cool. And Bernie, for folks who for some reason may not know who you are, if you can go ahead and give us a little introduction.
You know, I chose Geek Gats because I really feel like that said everything in the shortest soundbite possible. But you know, I've been a cosplayer for 15 years and going to conventions forever. I used to do Rocky Horror and all that kind of stuff. So definitely just one of everybody else. But I saw an opportunity to make nerd nightlife better, nerd event production better. And I know we don't really use that word anymore, pop culture or fandom or whatever, however anyone wants to slice it, but I'm definitely a nerd. I don't know if I gave it away here. But anyway, you know, saw this opportunity to do things to a higher level. And I'd like to say that what we do as XLE is we rage against the idea that a pop-up banner and a color palette of uplighting is a theme. And it's like, oh, we have a palette of red uplighting. It's a Stranger Things party. Like, that's not good enough for people that spend 40 hours on one costume.
No.
So that's really where we come in, kind of innovating what pop culture nightlife looks like and how big it can be, not just in amount of people. I mean, that's really about a venue, but how much we can set you into a world within, you know, what we have to work with there, and really giving you an experience that is worthy of ticket price. So many of those Comic-Con parties, and people will wait hours and hours because they got like a drink ticket or something. But like everything else is, you're on a rooftop, you know, with a pop-up banner and a local DJ, and that's it. And I think it can be just so much better.
But I got to say though, Bernie, your tickets are not that expensive. The tickets that for this event are really, I mean, for the quality of the show that you guys throw,
when everyone announces all of their parties, you guys will see that the average ticket is much more than what our GA ticket price is, and we do early bird pricing for the first 250 or so GA, I think it is, and the first 75 VIPs, although one of ours is already sold out for the early bird VIPs.
I saw that. I was like, dang, that was quick.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've been doing Ready Party One since 2018. It is the, you know, preview night event for everyone to go to. And we always kind of keep it a different slice of 80s so that you know what you're getting into. But it's always a rocking good time.
So last question before I what I want to do is I just want to take folks back and show them a few photos and a video clips of years past, and then we're going to jump into the three big party announcements that you guys had for this year. But Bernie, you and I have we know each other because of Comic-Con. I think way back in the day it was Comic-Con and movie screenings and cool geeky fun stuff. The first time I ever saw
you, you interviewed me as Dark Helmet or Caesar Flickerman, like a long I haven't put any of those on in a long time, so it was a long time ago.
I think the first time I ever met you, you were dressed up the guy from,
was it Mugatu from Zoolander?
Yes that was one of the best. I wish I had a photo of that. And Ellie, real quick, how did you get pulled into this madness?
Well, I believe I met Bernie in 2017 for, I think the first time we worked together was he pulled Haley and myself in to do some decorations for Stanley's birthday party that we held at the actual Stark Mansion.
That's right.
Back in 2017. And yeah, that was the first time we worked together and it was super fun and I haven't stopped, so.
I want to share a couple of pictures for those who are kind of maybe new to the XLE experience. And XLE stands for, what is it again?
Experience Level Entertainment.
Experience Level Entertainment. These parties take it to the next level. For example, here's actually Bernie right here up on stage, but this is like during, it's either last year or the year before.
This was the Love and Thunder party. I can tell by the clouds.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. The Love and Thunder, because I'll show this next picture here. This is the flux capacitors on stage, and yeah, you can see in the crowd some Loki. Is that Loki? Lokis? Mm-hmm. I don't know how you say that. So this
I think we just do the eye, even in plural. Many Loki.
And then last year, you guys had something kind of new, the Malibu Daydream Experience. That was super cool. And then, what was that? That was kind of like a VIP experience?
Yeah, it was actually a daytime activation that guests could come in and they got to meet our in-world Barbaras and Kenneths that were taking you around our Malibu dream house that we had set up in the lair of our venue park.
It was cool. And one of my buddies, this is Luke Cheeseman.
Cheeseman.
This was at one of your parties last year.
That was RPO Mario.
Yeah.
8-Bit Legacy. I was trying to remember the name.
Yeah.
But I also
half the fun is just coming up with the kitschy names each year.
Oh, we have many conversations about it.
All right. I also want to give folks just a little bit and just a little bit a taste of kind of what we've experienced the past couple of years. So I am going to, the sound's going to come on loud. I'll turn it down. And this first clip is only like 10 seconds long. Where is this?
That was the Burton Bash.
Oh, the Burton Bash was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was... What was the venue? It's no longer there anymore.
Yeah. It's what was the Sugar Factory.
Right. That's right.
It's like five businesses in one building with a very muddy and complicated ownership situation there, where like one person owns two rooms and someone else owns it's weird. But it was very pretty.
It was a beautiful. You guys did such a beautiful job with the theatrical, the decorations, and the all that
thank
stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a kind of a last minute party for us. What was it? 2 weeks before Comic-Con?
So I remember because I was with Ryan at 4th of July when our friend Brittany, who works with several venues in San Diego, and she used to run Flux Nightclub, which isn't there anymore. She messaged me on 4th of July. So we're like at the exact three week mark basically. And she basically made us the proverbial offer we couldn't refuse. And so I'm with Ryan and I'm like, dude, Ryan, Brittany just hit me up with this. And I show it to him. He's like, dude. And I'm like, I know, but it's in 3 weeks. This is stupid. Whatever. Let me see what Haley and Ellie say and get on there. And Elvin, and I put it onto our team chat and everyone's like, 3 weeks. but this is a great deal. And then we're just like, what theme could we do? And because we were just doing Love and Thunder. It was the first year back from the pandemic. We didn't know how everyone was going to react, you know. And we were just content to be like, we'll bring Ready Party One back. And we'll, you know, we had previously grown from just that into three. And then we're like, all right, well, we'll do one this year and we'll regrow back into that groove, you know, through 22 and 23, or 23 and 24. And then we're like, you know, day or two of back and forth, like we could do like a Tim Burton kind of a thing. Like, you know, we've got a pre-made stuff that we've had for other events that could, you know, be reskinned and fit that, and then made and ordered some things, and then went, all right, yeah, we could reasonably do this. And man, we kept making more. We had to get more parts of that venue to add more capacity because we kept selling tickets.
I think it was cute. Like, I got two more clips and then we'll jump up. But let me, this one for, and Bernie, you were talking earlier about like a people kind of looked at it, there used to be a time and place in the not too long ago history that nerds and geeks were thought to be, they weren't fun party people, you know, but then we've kind of changed it, especially you guys. Like, watch this right here. So this is the incredible visuals inside that you guys pulled together in just 3 weeks for that Burton party. I went out and bought a shirt for it. Check out all this stuff. This is a huge space. It's a cool party. And what? And you got everybody dressed the nines. All the video projections on the wall. That's impressive. And one more video clip, and then we'll jump at
the end. Yeah, Ryan really shined on that one. He went like full Disney Imagineer on all of the video stuff in such a short period of time. He was such a rock star.
Yeah.
And speaking of rock stars, I mean, it's not a party. It's not an XLE party without some awesome entertainment. And this is the flux capacitors, correct?
Yep, there it is. So the great thing about these guys, and the many iterations, I've known them since their inception. I actually first met Ryan and the band on one of their like first gigs together in a friend of mine's backyard, and was like, oh, this is some great raw talent here. I love the concept of what they're going to do, and you know, watch them grow and you know, book them for stuff. And then Ryan kind of came into our team. The great thing about Flux is that they are excellent musicians and they are so professional and malleable. They'll do whatever kind of show they're booked for, right? And they have 7 hours of music they can play from every decade, they'll learn whatever you want them to learn. And this year, do we want to pull the curtain back, Ellie?
I don't know. Does Ryan want to keep the secret for a little bit?
I'm not sure. Well, I'll put it this way. So the Flux Capacitors are playing for Ready Party One, Legends of Fantasy, which we've all been dying to do a fantasy party for like years. We keep talking about when are we going to get to a fantasy party? And mostly we wanted an excuse to buy the fire-breathing dragon fog machine. Or make a Falcor head. I don't know that we'll get to either of those. But we really want to. If anybody wants to sponsor the Falcor head,
let us know.
So they're going to play that. And then members of the Flux Capacitors are putting together a special group for our Friday party. And it's going to be an all metal industrial two sets that they play for the party apocalypse. Ryan and I have been putting together a set list for that. It's like almost nothing that they play now. And it's all great. I'm going to be singing a bunch of songs that one. Super excited about that. Lots of Metallica and Megadeth and Korn and Nine Inch Nails and some Pantera, you know, like stuff that could have been the soundtrack to a post-apocalyptic thing.
Okay, yeah. So that's two nights. So you gave us, so you made the announcement for Legends of Fantasy, which is Wednesday night, July 24th. It's at the Park Nightclub in San Diego. It is, it's basically the welcome to Comic-Con party that everybody's trying to get into. And then you just mentioned the Partypocalypse. I can say it now, a desolation celebration. That is on Friday night, the 26th, also at Park Nightclub. And what about Thursday?
Thursday night is our anti-hero after party.
And what is that?
It's going to be, you know, a celebration of all of the anti-heroes that we love and hold dear to our hearts.
Anti-hero has really become such a dominant piece of the zeitgeist. In fact, it's almost preferred. I feel like classic heroes are maybe a little too apple pie and a little overpowered and all that stuff. And people like the more relatable, flawed, you know, characters, whether it's a knucklehead like Deadpool or a very practical but brutal Billy Butcher, you know, the zaniness of Harley Quinn, you know, those kinds of things. So that's going to drive that party. And actually, all three of these, we put about 12 themes into multiple polls all over online, and the unofficial blog shared our polls and stuff like that because they're such an incredible resource for everybody. You know, if you really want to know what's going on at Comic-Con or what Comic-Con goers want to see, that's where you go. And so we put polls everywhere possible and, you know, kept a spreadsheet going of all the different answers from all the different places. And this was for the people, by the people, for fans, by fans. And these were the ones that really pulled out great. There were a couple others that were like right there. And we still may incorporate some elements of some of that, but this is where we ended up, and I think that everyone's going to be pretty thrilled with that.
All right, that's very cool. The Legends of Fantasy, night one. Anti-hero, night two. And capping it all off, the Partypocalypse on Friday night. So where can people get tickets?
XLEProductions.com. That'll have a splash page jumping point to our tickets, which are all on Eventbrite. You can also just search, you know, these names or SDCC After Party on Eventbrite.
That's awesome. I got to ask you before we let you guys go. And Bernie, we kind of talked about this in years past. It seemed like the nighttime party scene has kind of changed this past 5 to 8 years. And you guys have kind of stepped into, I guess, a hole that's existed. Can you talk about that for a second?
I think that, I mean, when we first broke in, there was definitely a lot more happening. And a lot of that's, you know, for various reasons. I think that the Comic-Con landscape was already changing, and then the pandemic really accelerated it by several years, in the sense that a lot of the studios aren't putting the investment in as they used to. And I think that you see that on the floor and you see that outside in the gas lamp. So I think that that's the biggest part of it, but also just return on investment for them. I don't think is there outside for doing after parties and, you know, all the swag giveaways and stuff like that. And it's funny, we run into the only negative comment ever about our stuff is that we don't give like free drinks and some swag thing. We do have some cool swag this year. But like that's the number one thing that everyone's looking for, but the studios very clearly and these big brands have said they don't think that that's where it's at anymore. And for us, we've never relied on that. That's never been a part of our programming. It's for us, it's about creating an experience. It's about an excellent stage show. You know, high energy, nonstop, but different vibe too. Like we bounce you from DJ to band to DJ so that there's something for everybody. And you're rarely going to find a live act at any Comic-Con after party. It's almost all going to be DJ. So I think that makes us a lot more unique and more dynamic. We're here giving you an environment, right? We're giving you stepping into these worlds, you know, in your characters. And I think that that's a really valuable experience for sure.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line is that we're all fans and we're doing this because this is something that we want to see, you know? So we're like, well, we have the means and the talent to put it together for everybody else to experience as well. So.
Well, Ellie, can I jump on that? And just a couple more questions, then we'll let you guys go. Ellie, what are the ingredients of a great after party? Because, you know, everybody says, well, we'll throw it over here. We'll have a happy hour here. We'll have a drink meet up here. We're going to go on a bar. What is the elements of a great after party? You guys seem to have found the secret sauce. What is it?
To me personally, it's like when I'm a fan of something, I want to step into that world and I want to experience it like 360 around me. And that is what we bring to the nightlife of Comic-Con is we are fabricating these great like photo ops, and we're fabricating even just like the immersive environment that you step into. So you're like, last year we at our Monsters Ball, we had a haunted forest that you could just walk through and also get a drink and chat with your friends and see amazing like creatures and costumes just surround you. And it's that like level of being there and being present that I think kicks it up a notch.
I love when you did the Love and Thunder, the Thor Love and Thunder theme, and you had goats.
Yeah.
I knew it. Like I knew it was going to be the goats.
The goats. That was the best ever.
All credit to Amanda for that silly idea that was solid gold.
Oh, Amanda. Yeah. Amanda's taking off to, she's celebration in Japan. I'm so happy for her. So when you guys going to Japan for an after party? Just kidding.
when the sponsors send us.
There you go. Hey, so let me ask you guys both. So much work. Is Comic-Con still fun for you guys because of the amount of work you have to put in? Or is it a different kind of fun?
It's a different kind of fun.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm on the Comic-Con floor for maybe 6 combined hours over the 4 days. And that's fine. Like, you know, power through the shopping, see friends. I don't get to do panels anymore unless I'm on one and I'll pop in for an hour and do it. But, and that's okay. Like, it's a different fun. It's certainly more work, but it's fun work, you know, being creative is super fun and performing super fun.
I mean, I get joy out of creating the things I want to see. We have a time and we're fabricating for weeks before we actually go down to San Diego. So
that's awesome.
It's a lot. It's a whole season and it's fun.
All right. XLEproductions.com. Go there to get your tickets or follow you on social media. You guys are at XLE Productions all over the place. If just real quick, last thing for each of the nights for the peak, for the true fans, the cosplayers that want to dress the part, what's the best, what's the theme for Wednesday night is, it's the fantasy. So
fantasy.
What's the best kind of, best kind of dress for that night?
I mean, anything, we're really pulling from the classic like 80s and 90s fantasy films, like Labyrinth and Neverending Story and Dark Crystal. And, you know, we're going deep to our childhoods for that one.
I'm going to do a nightclub version of Darkness from Legend. That's going to be my hosting outfit.
Oh, it's going to be so cool. All right. The next night, Anti-Hero Nights. If people want to dress up, this is what?
I mean, everything from The Boys to Han Solo to, Harley Quinn, Deadpool, Wolverine, all the anti-heroes. That's actually a fun deep dive if you go and find different internet lists or do it on the show. Do it with Cheeseman. I want you guys to count down like the top 20 anti-heroes of all time.
We'll do it.
We're going to come up with costumes. I don't know what I'm wearing to that yet.
And I'm stoked about this night. This is Partypocalypse. This is going to be like... Yeah, it's going to be like... It's what, like Burning Man meets Mad Max meets...
Gonna be some Wasteland Weekend.
Fallout. Last of Us,
All right.
And Borderlands is coming out like right around Comic-Con time, so that's going to be very timely for all the Borderlands cosplayers.
Cool. All right, anything else that we have not missed? I am so stoked for these three parties. Bernie, Ellie, you guys, your whole team, XLE, just... You guys throw the best parties. I'm so glad you guys have stepped into this space. I know that for a lot of people, finding a place to hang out at nighttime, if you're not some big executive on some you know, go-to list. You don't have anything to do in it. I'm so glad you guys are doing this. This is so awesome. Anything else that we have missed?
No, but we'll let you know as soon as we're ready to hint or announce, you know, any special guests that might be performing or popping by and things like that. So we'll keep you guys in the loop. But, you know, we always get the themes out there so everyone knows and can start their planning. Especially in the void of information right now, as it's like dark until, you know, a month before, and then it's like calendar just gets attacked. We flesh it out. Like we have some ideas that, but we're firming stuff up, and then one thing leads to another thing leads to another thing. So there will be a lot of organic growth of what the events are going to become over the next.
Yeah, we've always seen great guests at your shows. I know last year was a bit different thing because of the strikes, but you still had some cool folks at the shows. I mean, if that's what you're coming for, you'll see some guests at the shows. But regardless, it's an awesome time. So many people, great cosplay, great music, great drinks, and lots of great music. Can't wait. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Con Guy Show. And if everyone listening, we will keep you guys up to date as we get closer to the convention. We have so much excitement coming ahead, but that's one of the biggest things. All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for having us. Say hi to Cheesy.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.